You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday in Parliament, a motion moved that the House expressed its support for refugees seeking protection by calling on the Government of Australia to ensure that all refugees currently on Nauru and Manus Island are given a genuine chance at restarting their lives in safety, and to withdraw proposed legislation seeking to ban refugees who arrive by sea from entering Australia. New Zealand First and National MPs voted against the motion, and Amnesty International is calling it a missed chance for New Zealand to be on the right side of history. I spoke to Executive Director of Amnesty International, Grant Baildon, about this and started off by asking him to explain what exactly the motion was.
In question time yesterday, the Human Rights Parliamentary Network put up a motion calling on New Zealand Parliament to ask the Australian government to support refugees coming to Australia. And one of the things that it particularly called Australia out on was its proposed law there, which would ban anyone who ever tried to get by boat to Australia from ever entering the country again in future, which is just an appalling law, proposed law, which would have the effect of separating families. Of course, we've got some families where children are in Australia, but the one or both parents aren't. And of course, is a breach of international law. Now, that motion was put up by the Human Rights Parliamentary Network, which is a cross-party network of MPs, which has representatives from most of the political parties on it. But unfortunately, it was objected to by the National Party and New Zealand First Party, so it didn't go ahead, which was really a missed opportunity for New Zealand Parliament to express its support for basic human rights.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I just want to quickly go back. So this proposed law in Australia that, you know, is saying that they want to basically ban anyone coming in on boats, do you think that has a very large chance of actually going through?
It's difficult to say. It's looking like it may not get the support to go through. It's interesting to see that the government in Australia have withdrawn putting it through before Christmas and have now said they will in the new year, which suggests maybe they don't have the numbers there. It will rely on the support of independents there. We know that the main opposition party is opposed to it, which is encouraging that it's not got universal support in Australia from the main political parties, because of course it's such an obvious breach of basic human rights.
Definitely. And I guess, why do you think that, you know, National and New Zealand First objected to the motion that was put forward yesterday?
Well, it's really difficult to say, because there wasn't any debate on it in Parliament. So right. There weren't any reasons stated, just the objections given. So it may be that it may be either that they objected to part of it or all of it. But what we do know is that this government has been extremely reluctant to call Australia out on its abusive policies against refugees. If you look at something like the United Nations Universal Periodic Review, which is every 4.5 years, each country in the world comes up to have its human rights record reviewed by other countries. Now, over 70 countries called out Australia on its abusive treatment of asylum seekers coming to the country by boat, you know, which is really almost unprecedented level of condemnation from the world of Australia's policies. But New Zealand wasn't one of those countries. And as New Zealand's, as Australia's closest neighbour, it's really disappointing and perplexing to see that the New Zealand government doesn't have the courage to call out Australia on such obvious abuses.
What has sort of Amnesty's research shown about how New Zealanders, like their attitudes towards refugees, you know, and sort of like to compare it to the actions that the government are taking?
Well, Amnesty International conducted or commissioned a piece of research from UMR recently, which was representative of the New Zealand public. And what it found was that 79% of New Zealanders want the government and the Prime Minister to take a stronger stand in speaking out against Australia's abusive offshore detention. Now, 79% is an incredible number. That's very strong. There's very few issues in New Zealand that you get that kind of level of support on. So clearly New Zealanders want the government to call Australia out on this. Of course, offshore detention, as it's used by Australia, isn't only affecting people coming as refugees, it's also affecting immigration detainees. And of course, a number of New Zealanders are caught up in that and are in offshore detention on Christmas Island right now. So there is a direct effect on New Zealanders. It's really important to remember that Australia isn't sending people to offshore detention because it doesn't have space in Australia. It's not sending them there because it's cheaper. In fact, it's ruinously expensive. They spend billions of dollars to do it. The reason the Australian government is sending people to offshore detention is to break them. It's sending them there so that they're away from family, from lawyers, from doctors, from support structures. You know, we've seen that with New Zealanders on Christmas Island. We've seen it with refugees. That's the sole intent of this policy.
Definitely, it's like quite horrific, I guess, the actions by the Australian government. And I mean, I guess, what would you, in an ideal situation, what would you like to see the New Zealand government do? Would it be more than just call out Australia, or...?
There's two main things. The first is to call out the Australian government. Now, New Zealand calls out countries on the other side of the world for their human rights abuses. It's recently called out Saudi Arabia and Iran. So it's totally incoherent not to call out such obvious abuses and breaches of international law happening so close to us here in the Pacific. So that's the first thing, for the New Zealand government to stick to New Zealand's values and actually speak up on this. The second thing, and the New Zealand government has partly done this, but it could be much stronger on it, is the offer to resettle refugees who are stuck, particularly on Nauru at the moment. The New Zealand government has an arrangement with Australia where it can take up to 150 refugees in any given year from Australia. It has repeated that offer, but it seems it's been pretty easily deterred on that, so we're really wanting the New Zealand government to stand up and pursue that that offer.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.